Buck 92.3 makes me feel fresh and alive.
Buck 92.3, Mount Pleasant.
WMMI, Shepherd and Translator W222 CP. Rebroadcasting WMMI AM 830. Buck 92.3, a Latitude Media Station.
Where country legends live.
Buck 92.3, where country legends live, and buck92.com. Welcome to Central Michigan's award-winning sports destination, the Buck 92.3 Sports Show, winner of Best Podcast from the Michigan Association of Broadcasters. This is your home for everything local, everything competitive, and everything that matters in Central Michigan sports. From Friday night lights to hardwood battles, from high school standouts to the stories behind the teams, you're getting the best sports coverage anywhere. Now, welcome to what many call the best sports show ever for Central Michigan high school athletes. All Things Sports with your host, JW, and Buck 92.3 Sports Director, Austin Shattuck. Let's dive in.
Monday nights are back, Jeremy, and we're here for another episode of the Buck 92.3 Sports Show. I'm Buck 92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live. Of course, the voice you're hearing, Austin Shattuck, your sports director, alongside with JW in the morning, Jeremy Wood. Jeremy, how are we doing tonight, man?
Oh, what a fantastic day today. Not as warm as what it could have been, but still a great day, nice and sunny. The wind's blowing to dry all this water up because we've had a lot of water. And so that means not a lot of baseball, high school baseball has been played lately with all the rainouts. And so, but great day for baseball today.
Yeah, it certainly was. I know a lot of the games are certainly concluding as the show airs live. You know, obviously doubleheaders. We just talked to a couple of baseball coaches earlier today. So stay tuned for future podcasts coming up with the Ithaca baseball coach and Sacred Heart baseball coach coming up as well. But, you know, it's a perfect segue, Jeremy, because, like you said, last week was a little bit of a doozy one for a lot of these baseball and softball programs in this area. As Clare baseball, there was a couple teams, Clare baseball, Beale City softball, and then there was one other team that didn't even get to play one single game just because of the field conditions.
Yeah, and field conditions are like that everywhere in the state, I'm guessing. Just wet. I mean, the ground, it can't take on any more water, because I drive down the road and you'll see elevated places, and then all of a sudden water's just rushing out because there's nowhere else for it to go.
Yeah, and a diamond is not supposed to be a slip and slide. It's supposed to be a diamond to slide safely into second or third base. Yeah. But, you know, you're not supposed to slide.
Should see a little dust flying around.
Exactly.
And right now you don't have much dust. It's a lot of mud.
Yeah, a lot of mud. And it's not good for the parents either, who have to do the laundry at night, you know, especially transitioning when you're playing four games a week. You know, play a doubleheader on Tuesday or Monday and then a doubleheader on Wednesday or Thursday. And then, of course, sometimes there's Saturday tournaments too.
Yeah, Saturday baseball. That's, I always thought that was pretty neat for high school baseball.
Yeah.
Saturday tournaments. Mm-hmm. And most of them are like all day long.
Yeah.
And so, but
multiple
yeah,
different teams.
Yeah, multiple teams, just 4 days of, you know, just whole days of baseball. And who doesn't love baseball?
Yeah, that's the season we're in right now, spring sports, not only for the high school level, the collegiate level as well, and the professional level. But before we get into talking a little bit about some Detroit Tigers baseball, the Motor City Kitties, let's recap what happened last week in that weather delayed week, for the Isabella County area as well. Mount Pleasant baseball went 2-1 on the week, a couple of wins against Bay City Central, and then, of course, Mount Pleasant softball playing Bay City Central as well. They went 2-2. And I believe they split with Bay City Central and then split with Ithaca last week. Sacred Heart baseball still looking like a wagon out there, along with Sacred Heart softball. 4-0 on the week for both of those squads. And Coach Hartman and Coach Wheatman are very good at what they do for baseball and softball. 10-0 for baseball, 9-0 for softball for Sacred Heart Academy. Beale baseball went 0-1. Beale softball didn't get to play. Clare baseball didn't get to play, and then Clare softball played Shepherd softball 1-1, so they both split, and then Shepherd baseball went 4-0. They were the team of the week, the Buck 92.3 team of the week last week, so congrats to Coach Weiss and company for the Blue Jays, and then, of course, Shepherd softball 2-1-1, so they tied last week.
Shepherd's got a fantastic baseball program. I've watched them, you know, last few years, and just fantastic baseball. You don't see that around very often, as being consistent as a team, and Shepherd's always been pretty consistent.
They certainly have, and Coach Weiss, like I said, Buck 92.3 Team of the Week. Congrats to all the players on that team as well. I know on our Instagram they were, you know, resharing that. So it's got to be pretty monumental to see, like, your team, not only your team, but sometimes your name get recognized. A little bit of bias here at this station because I'm the one who posts that stuff and keeps that up to date on our Instagram and on our Facebook as well. So congrats to Coach Weiss and the Shepherd Blue Jays. And we're looking forward to another action-packed week on the diamond this week in our area. Jeremy, any last comments before we move to the Tigers?
No, just congratulations to all of our local teams. Good luck for the rest of your season. And
We'll definitely be talking about them as the weeks go on as well. Every Monday night, we'll be talking about just recapping the weeks. And we want to focus on collegiate and professional as well, too, because part two of our show will be mainly local focused with our interview subjects. So we kind of want to focus on a little bit of professional sports and collegiate sports before they wrap up as well. And speaking of wrapping up, NBA playoffs are wrapping up soon. I mean, obviously we got till June. Playoffs are just starting. But something else is just starting is the MLB season and the Tiger season. 12-10 now on the season and second in the American League Central, Jeremy.
Yeah, 12-11 actually. They lost today. Mm-hmm. 6-8, they lost to Boston. Unusual, like we talked earlier before we went on the air, unusual start time, 11-10 start time, but that has to do with the Boston Marathon.
I was just going
to
ask.
And congratulations to all those runners. I remember a few years ago when the bombing happened.
Yeah.
So it's pretty neat to see them continue doing this. And there's a ton of people that come from all over the world for the Boston Marathon.
Yeah. By the way, that movie with Mark Wahlberg, I can't remember the name of it. It was related to the Boston Marathon. Yeah. That was a great movie.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've seen it or not, but that just reminds me, side tangent there. But yeah, like you said, Jeremy, they started at 11. It was kind of a breakfast ball this morning for the Tigers. It's different start time, and obviously it showed because they weren't prepared, especially the pitcher, Jack Flaherty, who struggled in that early morning game. A ton of walks. I don't know if you could pull that up on your phone, how many walks he had for the game today, but he struggled. He's been struggling the last couple of years for the Tigers, but we decided to bring him back as that veteran arm. Six walks.
He went 3 1/3, gave up 3 hits, 2 runs, 6 walks, and 3 Ks.
Yeah, and he's the pitcher that he talks to himself a lot. He puts that mitt over his mouth, kind of like what I'm doing right now, and he just talks into his mitt. It's not really nice chatter. It's, you know, bringing himself down a little bit instead of bringing himself up. And that's, as a pitcher, it's all mental.
Yeah, you got to stop beating yourself up and just go ahead and build yourself up.
Yeah.
And that way you'll throw the ball better.
Yeah, and I can understand it too, because when you're walking 6 guys like that in only 3 1/3 innings, it can get very lonesome. It could be he's thinking probably, hey, my defense isn't playing at all. I'm literally pitching by myself here. Yeah. Throwing ball after ball after ball, and it's kind of 1v9 right now because the whole lineup is just working their way through, and Jack Flaherty out there on the bump is just not dealing.
I mean, even though he gave up 6 walks, he only gave up 2 runs.
Yeah, his defense helped him out.
Yeah,
he limited the damage. Yeah, that's what they call.
Yeah, and so he just struggled today, and that's what was struggling with the Tigers all the way around is pitching.
We have
some stud starters with Skubal and Flaherty normally, but the bullpen always seems to hurt the Tigers.
Well, somebody in that bullpen, the closer, Kenley Jansen, just the other week, he recorded now, I think he's third all-time in saves with close to 400, I believe. Mariano Rivera, a Yankees legend in your era.
Yeah,
is in first right now. I don't think Kenley Jansen's going to ever catch him before he retires.
I think that's one record that'll never be broken.
Oh, yeah. Rivera was just lights out automatic when he came in for the Yankees.
Isn't he got like 600 and some? Oh,
yeah, something like that.
623 or something like that.
We could look it up, but he's he's got a lot of saves, and the Yankees managers, the Yankees defense, offense was very thankful when he ended up coming in that ninth or eighth inning to close the game out.
And you know it was guaranteed.
Yeah.
It was, he was just something. It reminds me of how dominant he was. It reminds me of Nolan Ryan, because Ryan was always dominant when he pitched.
Yeah.
And so
he was 90s, right? Or was he 80s?
Ryan?
Yeah.
Nolan Ryan was late 70s, 80s. but he pitched all the way into the 90s. So, I mean, he pitched for like ever.
Yeah.
And the Nolan Ryan Express, just mowing people over. I think he's got like 7 no-hitters or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's just been a phenomenal. He was a phenomenal pitcher. Now he's the president or whatever of the Texas Rangers.
Yeah, there you go. And speaking of somebody who's been in the league for a long time, we got to mention it, Justin Verlander.
Yeah.
I mean, it just been in the league for a long time. I wasn't quite sure on this signing, to be honest with you, coming into the season. I know it's a homecoming for him, but he's getting up there in age. You know, low 40s, mid-40s, whatever age he's at right now. And without a doubt, he's only played one start, and that was out in the West Coast in San Diego, I believe it was, or Arizona. And he hasn't pitched since. I don't know when he's coming back.
I know he had an injury, leak or something.
Something with the hip.
Yeah.
And that's a common injury, especially for a pitcher at that age. So wasn't quite hip, pun on words there, for that Verlander signing. We talked about it with Zach Linfield earlier on a couple of weeks ago. He's saying his name, especially when he comes back for his home opener, is going to be electric for Mr. Zach Linfield and company. But who knows when we're going to see him at Comerica Park.
Yeah, and but it's still Justin Verlander.
Yeah.
He's been a Tiger legend forever. He won 2 Cy Youngs here.
Yeah.
And then
ton of no-hitters. Well, not a ton. Three.
I think he's got 3.
Yeah, for the Tigers.
And so it's been fun to see him come home.
Mm-hmm.
But when are we going to see him pitch again?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
I say let him stay out until it gets warmer out.
Yeah, exactly. You know? We don't necessarily need him yet.
No. But I would like, here's my take on Justin Verlander. I'd like to see him go to the bullpen.
Okay.
Come in the sixth, seventh, eighth inning and just mow people down. Because I think that would be perfect for him. It would give him the longevity of the season, just to come in and pitch a few innings. Mow some people down and get Tigers out of a bad situation, and I think it would help.
Okay, we'll have to clip that because I don't think it would happen, but anything you could say, I mean, toot your own horn, I guess. We have a bullpen arm in the ninth inning, like Kenley Jansen, I mentioned, third and safe, so we don't need him for the ninth. He could be a hold guy, but I just don't see Verlander coming out of the bullpen, especially with the age he's at right now. That would be a hard change for him, because instead of starting, his routine would be all kiddie-wonked and it wouldn't work. So I could see him maybe trying it maybe once or twice, but I don't know if that would work, to be honest with you, Jeremy. But something that did work, Kevin McGonigal, the extension, 8-year, 150 mil.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that again. 8-year, 150 mil for all of us that are a little jealous.
21 years old.
Yeah, my age.
Did you see the press conference? Scuba was there and was like, hey, this weekend we're going to be out in Boston. You're going to take the guys out to dinner. And he's like, I could probably do that. Coming from a guy that's got 250 million or something like that for pitching, and he only works 1 day out of 5, you know, so, you know.
Money talks, boys.
Yeah, giving the kid a hard time, that's all it was.
Well, you know, they actually ended up following through with that. You know that, right?
Yeah.
So on Saturday night, they all went out to dinner. It's a clam chowder place in Boston.
Yeah. Well, and what was funny is Scooble was talking, and they panned over to him, and Verlander was sitting right next to Scooble as too. And, you know, all the guys were in there, you know.
The whole team.
Yeah, and so. But it was funny how Scooble was like, hey, now that you signed your deal, you're going to take the guys out to dinner.
Yeah.
You know, so,
yeah.
Hey, you know, I wonder how much that bill was.
Oh, got to be expensive, because I'm sure their significant others went as well.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe their kids. Who knows?
I don't know if you took them on the trip or not, you know. But It had to be a pretty penny.
Oh, yeah. And maybe that could work here at Latitude Media. You know, maybe you and I should team up, ask Bob, take us out to dinner.
Yeah.
For all the money.
Yeah. Yeah. We did go out. We did have our Christmas party this year. So it was cool. We went to Mountain Town and hung out with them. And
yeah, but that was only Christmas.
Yeah.
I guess we'll ring them down for another Christmas party coming up, too.
Oh, well, summer party. You know?
Yeah.
We got a summer party coming up.
There we go.
We got to have a, summer party.
Mm-hmm. I would second that, but. Tigers, they split the series with the Red Sox. Friday night, terrible loss, 10 inning, 1-0 loss, where Casey Mize, that was kind of a wasted start for Casey Mize and the Tigers. He was dominant, but like you said, 1-0 loss. Skubal was dominant in game two. Carpenter hit a home run. And then game three, Dingler and Vierling started out hot in the beginning, and it was raining all day on Sunday afternoon. Tigers win 6-2, and what was it we were talking before we went on air, Jeremy, with the Dingler home run? Your wife was like,
predicted it or something like that? My wife's like, she's a big Dylan Dingler fan, And so we always say Dingler comes up, we're waiting for him to hit a dinger.
Yeah.
And so she's like, I want to see Dingler hit a dinger. And like the next thing you know, he's hitting a home run.
Yeah.
And so...
The little Dingler dinger.
Yeah, and so it's neat watching baseball with her because she's got a favorite now, and so it's fun watching baseball with her.
Yeah, certainly is. A family moment there. And, of course, earlier today, breakfast ball, Jack Flaherty, 6 walks. He was chased pretty early in the 3 1/3 innings pitched, and the bullpen they were playing catch-up the whole game, and then they blew that 8-2, or 8-6. They came back in the ninth, which... I don't know how that happened, but they apparently did 8-6 instead of 8-2.
Yeah, they scored 3 there in the ninth, and I don't know. It's dumbfounding how this team is great one day, and then the next day it looks like they don't even belong in the majors. They should be back down in AAA or.
Mm-hmm.
But the Tigers farm system is phenomenal. Clark.
They're on their way up, though, soon.
Yeah.
Probably by All-Star break, I would say Max Clark could be a Tiger.
He's got to be. I mean, kid's just hitting the lights out down there in AAA right now.
Yeah, but you don't want to rush him. So, we could use him right now, especially with the injury to Parker Meadows.
Mm-hmm.
But we could certainly use him. And before we kind of wrap things up, Tigers returned back home for just 3 games again. It seems like they've been playing half their season on the road. And they're playing the Milwaukee Brewers starting tomorrow night, 6:40 first pitch, Tuesday and Wednesday night, and then Thursday is a day game to wrap up the series against the Brewers. And that's kind of it's not winnable, but it's certainly you must win to kind of play catch up with the Cleveland Guardians right now, who are in first.
I still call them the Cleveland Indians.
We got to be careful on the radio here.
Yeah. Well, it's...
How long ago was that when they changed? Probably like 2020? During COVID, right? They changed.
Yeah, I think so.
So...
Do you remember the big uproar when all this was going on? And the Central Michigan Chippewas were like, no, we want them to be the Central Michigan Chippewa. The Saginaw Chippewa tribe was like, no, we want them to stay the Chippewas. The Florida State Seminoles were the same way. The Seminole tribe was like, no, Florida State Seminoles is going to be the Florida State Seminoles. And so it's... I wish more teams, like the Washington Redskins. I wish they would have stayed the Washington Redskins. The Cleveland Indians stay the Cleveland Indians. Why change?
That's, yeah, because they're rich history. It means something to them.
Yeah, and that's, the Washington Redskins logo was actually an Indian chief that, and so I don't remember the name of them, but it's...
What is it now? Just a random W, for the Commanders or for the Redskins?
Yeah. It's
just a W.
Yeah, and so I just don't understand why teams are caving to one person complains about something, and then
they jump on the train and everybody complains about it.
Yeah. So,
but hey, Tigers are back home starting tomorrow night, 6:40 first pitch. Wednesday night, 6:40. Skubal will pitch the day game on Thursday. Casey Mize back on the bump on Wednesday night, and then Keider Martero tomorrow night. So Tigers need to get back in the win column after a 2-2 split in Beantown over there in Boston. Hopefully the Tigers and Pistons can get some wins this week in the playoffs as well. But that wraps up our segment with the Tigers. They're 12-11 now, second in the Central, still nipping at the heels of the first place Cleveland Indians or Cleveland Guardians, whatever you want to call them.
They're the Guardians.
Yeah, we'll say the Guardians just to avoid trouble here.
Yeah.
But no, speaking of winning teams, the Elma Panthers.
Elma Scotts. Elma Scotts baseball. Yeah, they're rolling right now. And
they certainly are.
That's going to lead right into our next segment.
Yeah, Kyler Warren, fifth-year captain, starting infielder. He's got his younger brother on the team now, presumably maybe his last year with the Elma Scotts. But either way, he joined us tonight to talk about all things Elma Scotts baseball, and that's coming up next on the Buck 92.3 Sports Show.
The best sports show in Central Michigan, the Buck 92.3 Sports Show on Buck 92.3, where country legends live, and streaming at buck92.com, continues next in just minutes.
I've got Ben Bridenstine from The Bird here. What's new with The Bird?
Not much these days. Still doing the same burger, same food, still keeping things fresh and as tasting as we can.
Let's talk about your oven-baked subs and why are they different from everyone else up and down the road?
Well, what's great about our subs is we make our own dough. We blend our own cheese, as you know. Same dough balls that we use for our pizzas, we use for our subs. They're fantastic.
What's changed with The Bird pizzas?
Nothing. Same ingredients, same everything, same friendly service. They're still fantastic, don't worry.
The Bird Bar and Grill. Nothing's new because everything's still great, located in downtown Mount Pleasant.
Attention job seekers. Are you ready to join a dynamic team and take your career to the next level? Look no further than Stage Right Corporation in Clare, Michigan, a leader in producing high-quality event staging solutions. We're currently expanding and seeking skilled individuals to fill multiple positions. Are you a master of precision? We're looking for CNC operators who can turn raw materials into works of art. Or perhaps you have a knack for bringing things together seamlessly. Our assembly department needs traveling and local dedicated assemblers who can assure every piece fits perfectly. And for those who can wield fire and metal with finesse, our welder positions are waiting for you to spark up our team. If you're ready to be a part of a company that values craftsmanship and innovation, Stage Right Corporation wants to hear from you. Visit our website at stageright.com/careers or stop by our office today to apply. Join us and let's build the future together. Stage Right is an equal opportunity employer. Candidates must be able to pass a drug screen and background check. Shop these local businesses during the Shepherd Maple Syrup Festival.
After the Shepherd Maple Syrup Festival, swing by Culver's of Elma or Culver's of Clare to enjoy our fresh, never frozen butter burgers, and don't forget to treat yourself to a handmade frozen custard. You deserve it. Visit us at Culver's of Clare or Culver's of Elma today.
Here at My Michigan Podcast, we want to wish everyone a happy and safe Shepherd Maple Syrup Festival. From the Mid-Michigan Matters podcast to the award-winning Buck 92 Sports Show and all of our other great local podcasts. If you want to stay up to date with what's going on in our community, just visit MyMichiganPodcast.com. It's podcasting that matters.
It's the Shepherd Maple Syrup Festival, going on from the 23rd to the 26th. To check out their full schedule, head to ShepherdMapleSyrupFest.org.
You're back with the Buck 92.3 Sports Show, Central Michigan's award-winning sports coverage, with sports director Austin Shattuck and JW. Let's get back to it.
Welcome back to the Buck 92.3 Sports Show on Buck 92.3 and Buck92.com, where country legends live. Austin Shattuck, your sports director, joined alongside me, as always, is Jeremy Wood, sitting directly across from me. And this week's special guest, none other than the fifth-year starting infielder from Elma College, Mr. Kyler Warren. Kyler, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Happy to be on the show.
So let's start with your high school career down in Belleville, in which you were a two-time KLAA All-American Conference Player of the Year. Kind of walk us through your high school career and what went into receiving those honors.
Well, my high school career was kind of unlike a lot of people's high school career. Basically, my whole life, I've dealt with some sort of injury. It seemed like every other year I've dealt with some sort of injury. But, you know, having to build my way back from those injuries. And our high school team was, we were good. We had a really good coach, Coach Kennedy down there at Belleville. He's still there. But just him trusting that, you know, we were building towards something. Honestly, the trust that he put in me made me a better player. And just going out there and having fun. You know, that's the main point of it. That's why I found success in high school. That's why I found some success in college as well. It's just, you know, knowing that we're playing a game and just going out there and playing like it is a game.
And you talked about the KLAA conference. A lot of us up here in the Isabella County area probably don't know where A, Belleville is even located in this great state of Michigan, and B, what kind of teams are in that conference. So can you kind of tell us where Belleville is located down there? And
I got to interrupt real quick. Michigan fans know where Belleville is because that's where Bryce Underwood come from.
Okay, well, we're talking baseball here. So I guess, Kyler, if you could explain what kind of teams are in the KLAA conference and what's your biggest rivalry team was back in high school.
So I would say so Belleville located is, it's about 30 minutes west of Detroit and about 20 minutes east of Ann Arbor. So right smack dab in the middle of those two great cities. I would say our biggest rival for me would be Livonia Churchill. They always gave us a run and it was always really close. And there were a few games that got really chippy, but they were always fun to play against because they gave us a really tough, you know, game every time. But most of the schools that were in that conference are, there were three Livonia schools. There were Churchill, Franklin, and Livonia Stevenson. Those were the three. And actually recently this year, they kind of reorganized our division. I believe it was more so for football, just to get better competition. So I'm not 100% sure who's in the conference now, but it was mainly the Livonia schools. There were a few schools from Dearborn as well. But I think now it's mostly like Canton. I don't know if you guys know Canton, but that's like 20 minutes north of Belleville.
Okay, so it's all mainly the schools down south. You said 30 minutes north of Detroit?
Yeah, 30 minutes west of Detroit and 20 minutes east of Ann Arbor.
Sounds like a pretty competitive conference, and taking home two-time KLAA Conference Player of the Year, that's got to be very special for you.
It is. It's very rewarding knowing that, you know, my hard work pays off and others notice it. It's very rewarding.
Yeah, so moving to your college career, which happened to start a little slow, like you mentioned earlier, back in 2022, dealing with a couple of injuries throughout your baseball career. You appeared in only four games in that freshman season. Why was maybe your freshman season be the season that turned around your college career?
Honestly, I think it was a wake-up call for me. Dealing with that season-ending injury, you know, like you said, I only played in four games. But just not knowing what the workload would be in college, I kind of took that very lightly and I took that for granted. I don't think my mind or my body was ready for the workload that was to come with college baseball. So having to go through that season-ending injury, it really sucked. It was awful, obviously. But I think that was a, you know, realization for me that, all right, I really have to, you know, really assert myself into this game that I came here to play. And knowing the amount of work that it took, having to go the hard way through it, you know, having to battle my way back, going through all the rehab, reasserting myself on the team as well. That was a huge part of what went into, you know, building a work ethic and, you know, putting trust into my teammates and my coaches, you know, just knowing that their help, what they program, all that stuff, all goes into being successful and keeping me healthy.
Yeah, and you certainly battled your way back. I mean, your sophomore and junior seasons at the college baseball level at Elma, you added another position to your last name on the lineup card. So, like, was that the original plan to add another position to your last name, or was it just the Elma Scots needed another pitcher and infielder?
So I came in originally as, you know, an infielder and a pitcher. And I started out, you know, after I got hurt, we took a little break on pitching just to let my arm, you know, kind of adjust to, you know, being healthy again and playing the infield and not trying to overdo it right away. And then at the end of that sophomore year, I felt that my arm was in a good enough spot to, you know, try to take on a couple of outings on the mound. It ended up working. It worked pretty good. I pitched end of sophomore year and then all through junior year. And I felt comfortable on the mound. And then last year, I decided to not pitch anymore. I changed positions. I went and played short. We had a very, very good shortstop my freshman through junior year, and he ended up graduating, and we needed a shortstop for last year. So I decided that it would be too much on my arm to play shortstop and pitch. So I decided to just play shortstop. And then obviously this year I'm back at third base. We got a great freshman infielder who plays shortstop now. I'll name drop him. His name's Justin Diaz. He is fantastic for us. And I had no problem sliding back over to third for him.
Yeah, he's just a little guy too, but man, he could play some ball. I was watching him Friday and just fantastic ball player.
He really is. He's brought a lot to us. Even we have so many freshmen this year who are big contributors, and he is one of them. Playing a premier position on the infield, he's been fantastic for us.
Yeah, so it sounds like the left side of that infield is covered with you at third, and then the player you just mentioned at short as well.
Yeah, we pretty much play. We've played almost every game there.
That's good to hear. Now, you mentioned previously your last year, you got even more at-bats from your freshman through senior year level down in Elma. What went into the process of kind of sticking with your game and becoming a veteran on this Elma Scott baseball team?
I think after the success that I found sophomore year, I kind of just committed to that process. Again, just kept putting trust into my work, into the coaches' programs and everybody's plans, trust in my teammates, because, you know, they put trust into me as well to kind of, you know, be that veteran in our lineup and our roster. And honestly, that makes it so much easier and so much more rewarding for me, knowing that those guys have put trust in me and my work has paid off. So why go away from that? You know, it's had proven success.
Well, you are one of the team captains as well, so that makes it nice to be able to have, you know, the title to be able to help the younger guys out as well.
Yeah, and I had the luxury of, I got voted on as a captain my freshman year, actually. We had such a big freshman class that the coaching staff decided to bring on two freshman captains to kind of represent them. So this is my fifth year as a captain now. I don't know how many people can say that, but it's really cool that I've been trusted for 5 years to, you know, kind of guide the program and be a contributor any way that I possibly can for the betterment of, you know, future programs and this program now.
We'll be right back with more Kyler Warren next on the Buck 92.3 Sports Show.
Stay right there. More local sports talk is coming up as the Buck 92.3 Sports Show continues right here on Buck 92.3 and Buck92.com.
Sneth Camp Chrysler of Midland is proud to announce the continuation of our declaration of deals. No payments for 90 days and we'll pay your sales tax. Or choose from huge rebates and 0% APRs on select models. This month, it's all about Rams. Take advantage of 2.9% APR for 72 months, plus up to $13,500 in savings. Or lease from $325 a month. Get 0% for 60 months on Grand Cherokee or save over $10,000. Or lease from $389 a month. Save $6,500 on Pacifica or get 0% for 60 months or lease one from $379 a month. Save over $6,000 on select Wranglers and Gladiators or lease from $329 a month. Get 0% for 60 months on Durangos or lease from $489 a month. With so many ways to save on our entire lineup of new vehicles, it's no wonder Sneth Camp Chrysler of Midland continues to make car buying fun in the Great Lakes Bay region. Let us give you the great car buying experience you deserve.
Return to the sweetest little town anywhere around for the 68th Annual Shepherd Maple Syrup Festival, happening from the 23rd to the 26th. Enjoy the Midway Carnival, helicopter rides, all-you-can-eat pancakes and sausage meals, arts and crafts, and so much more. Don't miss the Sugarbush Tours, Emergency Vehicle Light Parade, Tractor Show, Classic Car and Truck Show, and numerous other exciting events. Check out the Under the Sea-themed Grand Festival Parade on Sunday starting at 2:30 on Wright Avenue. The parade includes a sensory-friendly zone on Wright Avenue from Michael Avenue to First Street. And conclude your visit to the sweetest little town anywhere around with some Shepherd Maple Syrup, available for purchase at the Shepherd Sugarbush, Shepherd High School, and the Maple Syrup Sales Shed on Wright Avenue across from Dixova Auto Sales. It's the 68th Annual Shepherd Maple Syrup Festival from the 23rd to the 26th. Check out their full schedule at shepherdmaplesyrupfest.org. This message is brought to you by the Shepherd Sugarbush.
Welcome back to the Buck 92.3 Sports Show, streaming on Buck 92.3 and Buck92.com. Hosted by sports director Austin Shattuck and JW, let's dive back into Central Michigan sports.
Welcome back to the Buck 92.3 Sports Show. Here's more with Kyler Warren. Jeremy mentioned mentoring the younger classmen, the freshmen. Speaking of freshmen, your brother is a new player on this team, Cade Warren. What has it been like teaching Cade throughout this shortened season on the baseball diamond?
It's been special. Obviously, being around him and seeing him grow as a player, I haven't seen more growth than I have this year from him. You know, his maturity has really taken me by surprise. Just being able to share the diamond with him, hopefully he picks up on some of, you know, how I play the game and how I approach every, you know, scenario, every at bat, things like that, my mentality going into it. It's been special. I've kind of been learning from him as he's learning from me. It's different leading somebody else who's not your brother and then trying to lead your brother. Obviously there's a little bit of like a I would say an ego there, trying to not take orders from your older brother, but yeah, just trying to find that way to, you know, get through to him, have that conversation with him, have dialogues, trying to find different ways to, you know, get through to him. That's really helped me as a leader, and honestly as a big brother too, just trying to help him along the way.
Yeah, and shifting to your game on the diamond, you mentioned dealing with some season-ending injuries, starting only 4 games as a freshman, now obviously being a 5-year captain. Throughout your 5 years, what has been maybe the biggest development as you as a person on the diamond?
I would say my mental battles are the biggest development. I, as a young guy, obviously it's so easy to get fixated on the results aspect of baseball. And this is a cliche, but you know, 70%, if you fail 70% of the time, you're a Hall of Famer. So it's so easy to get wrapped up in, you know, you didn't succeed, you didn't get a hit today, stuff like that. It's so easy to get fixated in that you lose sight of what's really a success. So it took me a while. Honestly, it took me till about halfway through last year to realize that baseball's success is completely different from other sports' success. You know, it's not about the statistics, as the personal statistics, as it is, you know, are you coming out with a win? Are you trying to help your squad any way you can? You know, sometimes it's something that doesn't show up in the box score, but if you're helping contribute any way that you possibly can, even if you don't have a good day at the plate, are you still making plays in the field kind of deal? And just having fun. That was my big thing. I put so much pressure on myself to succeed that I ended up, you know, struggling a little bit, and it took me a while to get going again. But just having that mental flip of, all right, I just got to help any way I can. That's my success. And that's been my biggest, you know, maturity point, I would say, through my 5 years here.
Entering your last season, 16-9-1 right now on the season for Elma. How have you been able to kind of help and propel this team to an impressive start approaching the middle part of this season?
I would say, honestly, it's a full team effort, obviously. Just, again, it's about trust. I mean, this year we have the tightest squad that I've had in my 5 years here, just as far as camaraderie, you know, locker room presence. It's been fantastic to, you know, just go after it, get after it with the guys. All of us working towards that same goal, just focusing on our team outcome instead of personal statistics. Again, I mean, this is our best start that we've had in my 5 years here. And every year our program's gotten a little bit better, a little bit better. And I think that's just the commitment to, you know, we're working towards an end goal. So we have to focus on the little things that in the end will help us achieve that big goal.
Yeah, and that big goal, I assume, obviously, around your locker room in this Elma College baseball team is obviously to get to the MIAA tournament, which is coming up in the beginning of May. That tournament's probably a little bit different. Obviously, I'm a senior at Central Michigan. Only the top six teams, I believe 12 teams in the Mid-American Conference, get to advance to the Mid-American Conference tournament. Is that kind of how the MIAA tournament works as well, or do all teams get a chance to make the playoffs?
Yeah, it's kind of similar. We have 8 teams in our conference. The top 4 make it. So every game matters, kind of like it is, you know, up there for Central.
Kyler, we really appreciate you coming on today. Wish you best of luck for the rest of your season coming up down there in Elma, and hoping for some development coming out of you and your brother for the next couple of seasons. I know this is probably your last season, but Cade, you know, starting his freshman year, ultra competitive between the Warren brothers on the Elma team. Kyler, we really appreciate your time today.
Thank you guys very much for having me on. And as always, go Scots.
I was just going to say that, Kyler. Thanks for coming on again, and go Scots.
You guys have a good day.
Thank you,
see
too.
You. Thanks, Kyler.
We'll see you soon, Kyler.
You've been listening to the Buck 92.3 Sports Show, your award-winning home for Central Michigan sports coverage. Thanks for joining JW and Sports Director Austin Shattuck as we break down the games, the players, and the stories that make local sports special.
Missed part of the show? No problem. You can listen to this show and past shows at MyMichiganPodcast.com. Just click on the Buck 92.3 Sports Show.
Join us every Monday evening at 7 right here on Buck 92.3, where country legends live. And streaming worldwide at buck92.com for the Buck 92.3 Sports Show.